This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties discuss matter of forging an electoral alliance for the local level election. CPN UML stresses on need to hold local level election within the stipulated time. National Agriculture Census is beginning from today. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa appoints new cabinet despite calls for his resignation. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has discussed seat allocations in metropolitan and sub-metropolitan cities across the country for the upcoming local-level election. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the meeting of the top leaders of ruling parties held at Balwata yesterday evening discussed the matter of allocating seats among the parties in metropolises and sub-metropolises. Minister Karki added that the ruling parties would meet today again to finalise the seat allocation. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says seat allocation in 6 metropolitan cities and 11 sub-metropolitan cities across the country for the upcoming local-level elections will be concluded through consensus. Speaking at a press conference at the party office in Peristara yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said the ruling parties discussed a proposal regarding seat allocation in the metropolises and sub-metropolises. The meeting of the CPN UML Secretariat that took place yesterday discussed an upcoming local-level election. The meeting that held at party's chairman K.P. Sharma Oli's residence in Balkot yesterday evening decided that the local-level election must be held in the stipulated date. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has directed the subordinate bodies for the resolution of problems at Tribhuvan International Airport. The minister's direction came in the wake of public complaints about the problems facing passengers at the international airport. Home Minister asked the concerned bodies to work for easing customer service. Meanwhile, the Home Minister has urged all political parties to contest in the upcoming local-level election so as to make Federal Democratic Republic further effective. Emerging from a meeting with Khadga Bahadur Bishwakarma, spokesperson of Nepal Communist Party, led by Netra Bikram Chand Biplab in the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, Minister Khand appealed to all the political parties to participate in the upcoming local-level election to further institutionalize the Federal Democratic Republic, stating that the local-level election would connect general public with the local government. The minister viewed that the people's representatives would play an important role in local development and those elected from upcoming election should further work to develop their constituency. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Busal and Asian Development Bank Vice Chair Sasing Chen held a cordial meeting at the Energy Ministry yesterday. The Energy Ministry informed that Minister Busal and ADV Vice Chair discussed the implementation status of various ADV invested projects in Nepal. The ADV Vice Chair pledges to continue the ADB support to Nepal's hydropower and water resource sectors. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel and ADB Vice Chair Chen held a meeting at the Education Ministry yesterday. The Secretariat of the Education Ministry informed that Minister Paudel forwarded various proposals to the visiting ADB Vice Chair to improve the education sector of Nepal. On the occasion, ADB Vice Chair Chen vowed to extend additional support to enhance schools and higher level education, technical and vocational education and training. 740 climbers of 91 mountaineering teams have received permission to climb mountains and peaks in Nepal this spring season. The Department of Tourism said the mountaineering permission was issued till the 17th of April to scale the 22 mountains and peaks including Mount Everest. According to the department's data, 262 members of 32 mountaineering teams alone have obtained permission to scale Mount Everest so far. The 7th Agriculture Census is taking place from today. Deputy Director General at Central Bureau of Statistics, Himraj Regmi, said the census would be conducted among 350,000 farmers at 753 local levels of all 77 districts, and details would be collected about agricultural activities. Details about livestock farming, crops and fishery done by the farmers would also be incorporated in the census. The agriculture census that began 6 months after the national census will conclude in 45 days while 19 days are allocated for data collection. The European Union EU-funded Inclusive Federalism Support Project has come into operation. In order to develop institutional capacity building of local level, the European Union and United Nations Development Programme UNDP are implementing the project with a budget of €2 million currency. The project would spend the budget for the empowerment of local level good governance, social and economic development. Addressing the project inaugural program in Surkhet yesterday, Chief Minister Jivan Bahadur Shahi said the project budget would be allocated taking into consideration the population along with geography as the basis. Ambassador of the EU to Nepal, none other, praised expressed the confidence that the program would contribute to improve service delivery of local level, good governance and inclusive federalism. The government is launching a two-day nationwide program to administer vitamin A supplements and deworming tablet for children. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, children between 6 months to 59 months will be administered vitamin A capsule, while those between 12 months to 59 months will be received deworming tablets from April 19 to 20. The campaign launched under the National Vitamin Program is implemented twice a year. This is the first lot of the campaign in the new Nepali year 2079 BS, while the second one will be concluded on coming October 19 to 20. The government has been launching the campaign for the vitamin A capsule since 1993, while deworming tablets were introduced in the campaign since 2001. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has appointed a new cabinet despite calls for him to resign over a deepening economic crisis. The 70 new ministers named did not include several relatives of the president who had previously held portfolios. He had called on the opposition to join a unity government, but they refused. Sri Lanka is grappling with its worst economic crisis since independence from Britain in 1948. With power cuts lasting half a day or more and shortages of food, medicines and fuel, public anger is said to have soared. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russia has launched an assault to seize the eastern Donbas region. Moscow bombarded cities with rocket and artillery fire on Monday, and in a video address, Zelensky said that the battle for the Donbas had begun. Ukraine's top security official Oleksiy Danilov said that Russia tried to break through Ukrainian front lines in the region. The offensive has been long expected after Russia failed to seize Kyiv. Russia initially appeared to want to capture major Ukrainian cities and topple the government. But after facing stiff resistance, Russian defense officials said that its main objectives in the first days of the operation had been generally accomplished and its forces were moved from areas around the capital. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 32.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Ruling coalition parties discuss matter forcing an electoral alliance for the local level election. CPN UML stresses on need to hold local level election within the stipulated time. National agriculture census is beginning from today. And Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa appoints new cabinet despite calls for his resignation. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.